I'm Georgie Crawford. You're listening to the Good Glow podcast. Throughout my treatment for breast cancer, I've realised the importance of self-care. Whether it's a trip to the gym, a checkup with your GP, or even a 5-minute meditation, the time has come for us to put ourselves higher on our own to-do list. I'm partnered with Fitbit again this season, and with the evenings getting brighter, I'm planning to get out, exercise more, even if it's only in my own garden, breathe in the fresh air, and set myself even more challenges. Whether it's a run, a swim, or a weight session, my Fitbit is always on my wrist, providing me with key stats about my health and well-being to help empower and support me in leading a balanced and healthy lifestyle. My fitness journey has been slow yet consistent. I started with a 1 kilometer jog on the treadmill and worked my way up to a 12 kilometer run in the Swiss Alps 1 year later. One step at a time, one foot in front of the other. Starting my fitness journey has been one of the best things I've ever done for myself, and I'm proud to be partnered with Fitbit. This week on the Good Glow podcast, it's just me. So traditionally, at the end of each season, I do a podcast by myself. And this season, it feels kind of weird that I'm here alone recording this today after everything we've all been through over the last 10 days. I was just speaking to Cassie, who owns the podcast studio, and we were both saying how much we want to hug our mums. It is Mother's Day today, and it's going to be a very different Mother's Day for a lot of us. I love my mum so much. I ring her twice a day at least and see her almost every day. So the past week has been a very weird one for us as a family. Jamie is also really close to his mum, so it's been tough on all of us. Obviously, we all want to protect our mums and dads, and it's going to be tough over the next while for us to stay apart. But I did want to just say to all the mums out there today who may be feeling a little bit lonely, we are all in this together, and, you know, the sun will come back out on our lives again. It's been a pretty weird week for us as a family, just getting used to the new normal. And I was speaking to Jamie during the week, and I said it's quite triggering, actually, what's been going on, because it's reminding me of 2017 when I got sick. So on the 5th of October, when I found my lump, my life was never the same again. I was told to cancel my plans for a year, and it was just so shocking and so hard to get my head around. So when we're in this situation, we're told to cancel our plans and everything we'd been looking forward to is no longer. It's kind of bringing me back to that time. So I have to keep reminding myself that I'm in really good health, that my family are healthy, and that's the most important thing. Jamie is really good at keeping me on the straight and narrow, and one of his favourite sayings is "do your job." So he's just like, look, this is just our life for the time being. We just have to do our job. So we're getting up every day. We're treating each day as the first day. So I'm not thinking about tomorrow or next week or the week after or however long this is going to go on for. So I just try to focus on the day in hand. And that's really been helping me a lot. So I wake up in the morning and I set my intentions for the day by setting myself healthy habits. And you guys know that I'm always banging on about healthy habits, but they really do work for me. So my healthy habits have been over the past week that I'm drinking 2 liters of water a day. And you know yourself, when you're busy and working, you're running from job to job, sometimes it can be quite difficult to get the 2 liters of water in a day. So when we were told to isolate, I decided that was it. I was setting myself a target of 2 liters of water a day, and I was definitely going to drink that much water. So I've been doing that. Obviously, I've always been setting myself targets of 5 portions of fruit and veg a day. So I've been keeping that up. And I've also been trying to get out for a 25-minute jog every second day. So that's really helped with my mental health as well. I think all we can do is take this time one step at a time. And for the mums and dads out there who are trying to work while minding young kids, I absolutely salute you. I do not know how you are doing it. I find it impossible to get any work done when P is in the house. So to you guys, I hope you're being easy on yourselves, and I hope your bosses are being nice to you too. Some tips, maybe if you've got young kids, what we have found has worked is we've turned our playroom into a little Montessori room for Pia. So we've put the ABCs and the 1, 2, 3s and all the colours up on posters on the wall. And myself and Jamie take it in turns to take Pia for 2 hours in the morning and just bring her through her Montessori work and play fun games. So that's really helping put some structure on our day. I check in with the 9 o'clock news every night, and then I'm done with coronavirus. I went back and I watched Fyre Festival documentary the other night on Netflix, and I also watched the Lady Gaga documentary, which I'd never seen before. So I'm really enjoying having a little bit of time off from my phone, so I'm not scrolling. So what I do is I watch the 9 o'clock news, and then I say, okay, what am I going to, I'm going to watch something fun or something interesting, and I'm going to put my phone in the kitchen so that I can just take a break, because I am feeling very anxious about it all. Jamie's really good support, and it's good, I suppose, to give people in your house a bit of a pass if, you know, tensions are running high, because we're all up to 90 at the moment. So we all need a break. So I put it out during the week. If anyone had any questions for me, I'd love to answer them on this podcast. And I got loads back. Thanks to everyone who sent me gorgeous messages over the last 10 days. Really appreciate it. And I think what's really struck me at the moment is how kind everyone is being to each other. And it's just incredible to see. So the first question that came in was, how are you? Which I thought was, it's quite a funny question, is it? Like, if you're feeling in any way emotional and someone says, how are you? I think it can make you even more emotional. So thanks to that lady for sending in that message. I'm fine. I'm getting through it, one foot in front of the other. Like, I was a little bit scared when Leo said, this is the calm before the storm. Like, that kind of freaked me out a little bit. But I'm glad, you know, we feel prepared, and, you know, the Irish government are preparing us for it. And I really think that helps. And I'm so proud of how well everyone is doing at working from home, and social distancing has just really stepped up over the last couple of days. So it's been really kind of encouraging to see, I think. So I'm fine. I'm fine. And I hope you guys are too. The next question is, you said that you were filming your run in the Swiss Alps. When will we be able to see it? Yeah, so this is so exciting. Myself and Jamie booked the 12-kilometer run in the Swiss Alps in January, and we were getting ready to head off, and Jamie said, I really think we should film this. Because, you know, Jamie's quite proud of me and the fact that I get out and go running now, and I never did before. So he was like, I think it would be a really cool thing to film. So we said, okay, let's do it. And our friends, Jack and Audrey, you may know Audrey Hamilton Art, she's my bestie. But before she was the superstar artist that she is today, herself and Jack lived in LA, and they trained as actors and producers and filmmakers. So this is their gig. And Jamie was like, let's bring Jack and Audrey and get them to kind of help us out with this project. So we all set off, I think it was the 10th of January. Yeah, it was. We went to Switzerland and we filmed it. So we've been putting the final pieces together over the last couple of days, and I think it's really good. I can't wait to share it with you guys. I hope you will take something from it. Like, it was very emotional watching it back, and I hope it will encourage other people, or maybe inspire you to start running or something like that. So really excited to share that with you guys. Another question here is, what do you eat? Well, I eat a lot. what do I eat? So So I have a few non-negotiables, as I call them. And non-negotiables kind of came into my life after I got sick and in my recovery. And a non-negotiable for me is that I have to have porridge for my breakfast or oats in granola. So I just don't feel my best unless I start the day that way. And before, I guess I would have been running out of the house or rushing to work and maybe eating on the go or eating at my desk. But now I make sure to take time for myself in the morning to fuel my body with what I know it needs in order for me to get through the day. So a non-negotiable for me is a really good breakfast. So I'll have porridge and I'll have fruit. I eat a lot of oranges and strawberries, raspberries, melon. So I'll make sure to have fruit and porridge. That is just number one for me. By lunchtime, I have a really big lunch every day. I'd normally have like a salad with loads of carrots and hummus or pasta or a salad or a big, big hearty soup. So I'll eat a really, really big lunch. And then I will have Monday to Friday, I kind of just stick to vegetables for my dinner and chickpeas and things like that. And then every second Saturday, I'd say I have a steak now at this point. And then maybe once a week, I'll have some fish. So that's where I'm at the moment. And obviously, I have my bad days. I do eat a takeaway from time to time. And yeah, I'm not perfect. And I do eat bread and pasta and all of that. We need the squat challenge. Georgie, please bring it back. Oh my God, the squat challenge. So I've done two squat challenges since chemo, and that is 100 squats a day for 30 days. And lots of people are asking me to bring it back around this time. But to be honest with you, like, I just don't know if I have the motivation to do 100 squats a day for 30 days right now. I'm really enjoying my jogs. I'm enjoying like doing little things like dancing with Pia or doing some meditation. We've set up an obstacle course for her in the garden. So we're out there a bit doing that. I'll think about the squat challenge. Maybe there's something else we could do. I know people are really getting into fitness at home at the moment with everything that's going on. So yeah, leave that one with me. Any tips on building up from walking to jogging? It's funny, when we were training for Switzerland, we would run in the Crone Woods, and Jamie on the way down, like poor Jamie, he always wanted to go faster, but I just couldn't. And he'd be like, Georgie, like, is there any chance you could possibly run a little bit faster? Like, I'm getting really cold. And I'd be like, Jamie, I'm literally running to max capacity here. Like, I cannot run any faster. It's so funny. My park runs, my time doesn't get any quicker. Like, I'm just not a fast runner. So I'm more of a jogger, I think. But tips on going for, I suppose, your first jog is just to do it. Like, I never would have thought I could jog. And then I just got on the treadmill one day and I was like, I'll just see if I can jog for 1 kilometer. And I could, and I felt great after it. And then the following week, I moved it up to 3. And then I'd say 2 weeks after that, I moved it up to 4. So I didn't like push myself too much. And I gave myself time to progress. And I think that's what's really important when it comes to exercise, is don't judge yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. And I'm always talking about the park runs. I think there's such a great sense of community at them. I feel much happier once I finish my park run. It really gets the endorphins going. So my tips is go to the park run. You can walk for half of it and jog for the rest. And before you know it, here you'll be flying. And I must say that my Fitbit over the last week or so has really been quite helpful for my anxiety, because it helps me stay focused and stay calm in a way, because I can track my resting heart rate. So I know if I'm getting stressed, I can see that if I meditate, my heart rate comes down. I've noticed over the last 10 days that I've been sleeping for longer, which is great. And I'm sure we all are, because we don't have big, massive commutes in the morning anymore. So I'm loving being able to track my sleep, getting in the exercise, logging my exercise, and just looking at my wrist and knowing that I'm doing a good job really helps. And a couple of days this week, I've gone well over 15,000 steps, and that's amazing. Before I got my Fitbit, I used to track my steps on my phone. And I was like, God, I'm not really that active. But the difference between your phone and your Fitbit is mad. So your phone might tell you you're doing 6,000 steps a day when actually you're doing 14,000, which is like blew my mind. So I'm loving that. It's keeping me kind of grounded. It's keeping me calm. And I know that by looking at my Fitbit, I know I'm doing a good job and that's all I can do. So that's definitely helping me over the last week, especially with my anxiety. A question here about my foundation and what foundation I've been using. So, oh God, I get asked this question all the time. I think we're all always trying to find the perfect foundation. So I got invited to an event in Harvey Nichols in Dundrum a couple of months ago, and it was a Fenty Beauty event, which is Rihanna's makeup range. And I went there and they color tested me and they gave me a foundation. And oh my God, it's amazing. Her foundation is brilliant. If you're into a kind of thicker coverage, it's really good. I love it. So I'm using that at the moment, but I'm also using the Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Filter, which is literally like a filter. So my best mate, Audrey, did her own makeup for her wedding, and she came out of the bathroom. We were in Granada. And she's so good at doing her makeup anyway, but she came out of the room and I was like, oh my God, your makeup is insane. It was like she literally looked like she had a filter on her face. And I was like, oh my God, what foundation is that? And she was like, oh, it's the new Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Filter. And I was like, oh my God, that's insane. So I actually, the next morning, the morning after her wedding, I walked past a Sephora and I could see a Charlotte Tilbury counter. And I was like, I'm buying it like straight away. So I did, and I love it. So I've been using that one too. I kind of like mixing up my foundations. So at the moment, I'm using Fenty Beauty and Charlotte Tilbury, and I'm absolutely loving them. What's your skincare routine like? So I'm using a Lumiere at the moment, and I really, really like that product. I'm under the care of Dr. Adele Woods in the Aura Skin Clinic at the moment. And I suppose over the last few years, I've really, really started to focus on my skin and pay attention to it a lot more. I'm 35 now, so it was about time. So I'm under her care. We've already done one peel and we're going to do three more over the next couple of months. And I really enjoyed the peel. Like afterwards, my skin was quite bumpy and sensitive for about a week, which they tell you to expect. And then it just became much clearer and it just feels like bouncier, if you know what I mean. I've started to use the Lumiere serum. Oh my God, I'm so bad. I was never used serums in my 20s. So I've started to use a serum and I've really just felt that my skin is a bit plumper. So I'm loving that serum. And I've also been using a little cream that I will hopefully be able to tell you all about soon. But if you're looking for a really good cleanser or serum at the moment, I would highly, highly recommend a Lumiere and to pop in to Dr. Adele Woods for a skin consultation and she can just guide you in the direction that you want to go in. Somebody asked me to share with them what I did for Pia's third birthday. So basically, I was on Instagram one night and I was saying that I was doing something with Pia and books and I was going to share it with you soon. And then I totally forgot to. So sorry about that. So a couple of months ago, I had this idea. I was like, what do I wish Pia knew? Like, you know, if anything happened to me, I want to kind of pass on little nuggets of wisdom to her that she'll be able to have forever and keep. So I thought, why don't I pull a page out of my favorite book for each year of her life. So I had a backlog, obviously, then of 3 years. So I thought about what book really influenced me in the first year of her life. And it was Oprah's book, What I Know For Sure. The second year of her life, it was Gabby Bernstein's The Universe Has Your Back. And the third year was another book by Oprah. So I was like, what if I pull a page out of each of those books, set up a scrapbook for her? So then I'll have like, this is the first year of your life. This is what I want you to know. For the second year of your life, this is what I want you to know, and so on, and keep filling it up year by year. To get me? I hope I'm explaining this right. So there, then when she probably won't care about this till she's in her late 20s. But when she's in her late 20s, then she can look back and go, oh, what are the things my mum wanted me to know? What are the little life lessons or nuggets of wisdom? So I'm going to do it every year that I'm here. And hopefully I'll still be alive and well when she's in her late 20s, and I can keep giving her a page a year. And I thought I'd share with you what those pages say. So the first is, it was very hard for me to pick one page out of What I Know For Sure to share with her. But this is it. And this is the paragraph that I wanted to read out. So today I try to do well and be well with everyone I encounter. I make sure to use my life for goodwill, because I know for sure that what I think, what I say, what I do, everything will be returned to me. And the same is true for you. So that is year one. And then year two is Gabby Bernstein, The Universe Has Your Back. And it's the page about asking for a sign. Some of you may remember that I asked for a sign when I was thinking about leaving radio, and I got the sign. So this is the little paragraph in from that book that I'm keeping for her. Now let's turn your desire over to the universe with a prayer. Thank you, universe, for offering me clarity. Show me my sign if I'm moving in the right direction. Now be patient. Some signs come quickly and some take time. If you don't get your sign right away, don't worry. There may be some personal fears you need to clear up, or perhaps faith you need to strengthen before you can get it. If you're not getting your sign right away, consider that your impatience may be blocking it. So there's a whole page on that and about asking for a sign. So I hope if Pia is ever in a bit of a tipple, that she can ask for a sign and maybe go back and read that page and say, that's what my hippie mom did. And then for the third year in her life, it was another Oprah book. I think it's called Super Soul Sundays or something like that. I'll have to double check the name of the book. But it was this paragraph that I wanted to keep for her third year. So it says, I think everybody has patterns, and it's your job to figure out what your pattern is. Mine is, I've learned as much as I can learn doing this one thing. Now I need to move forward. And then something else opens itself. Somehow there is always forward. As long as there is breath, there's forward. So that's the third page that I've kept for her. So I'm going to, like I said, get a scrapbook, put them all in year one, year two, year three. And I just wanted to share that because I think it's just something amazing that we could all do for our kids, and they'd have something to look back on someday. So, yep, that was my little idea, and I'm really proud of it. I'm thrilled with that. And I hope Pia will read those pages someday. Would you consider having Rosanna Davidson on your podcast? Yes, absolutely. So Rosanna Davidson, oh my God, when I watched her on The Late Late Show, I just thought she was amazing. I don't really know Rosanna. I've bumped into her once or twice in Keira Lambert's hair salon when she was expecting her baby. And we just had a very brief chat. But Rosanna knows that myself and Jamie have our 15 embryos in the beak. And she's just said if I ever wanted to talk to her about anything, that her door was open, which I just thought was so nice. Obviously, I'm on a drug called Tamoxifen at the moment. And, you know, they recommend, or they say that you can't have a baby while you're on that. And I need to be on it for 2 to 5 years. So my 2 years is actually up this October and I could come off the tamoxifen, but I'm not really thinking about that yet because I'm just not ready to kind of go there. Obviously, all I want is another baby, so we will see where we're at after my next set of scans, probably. It's kind of the idea of being pregnant again, like, does scare me. So I would love to explore the surrogacy route. And I just think it's amazing that, like, people are talking about that. So obviously, my podcast with Nadia Devon really opened my eyes to surrogacy and all that it entails. So I felt like I really kind of understood what Rosanna was going through after speaking to Nadia. It's a really good podcast. It was in my last season, if you want to go back and have a listen to it. Thank you to Rosanna for being so honest. She will help so many people. And I saw a tweet that night, someone saying, my God, we really, really do not know what's going on in people's lives. And I think that was just such an important point. We do not know what's going on in people's lives. And sure, to the rest of us, Rosanna Davison looks like she's having a great old time. And none of us knew what was going on behind closed doors. So I think it's a really important lesson for us all that, you know, not to judge people and not to ask people when they're going to start having kids and all that, because you just don't know what's going on in people's homes. So fair play to Rosanna. I think she's amazing. And it's so great to see her with her gorgeous little baby now, looking so healthy and happy and in that little bubble that you're in when you just have a baby, which is just so special. So, yeah, I will be exploring surrogacy down the line. And who knows what's in our future? Sure, Jesus, we didn't know that we'd be on lockdown like this at the moment. So you just never know what's around the corner. Someone asking me here what podcasts I listen to. I am constantly asked this question. So I've been a massive fan of podcasts for a very long time. That's where the idea for my podcast came from. It's because I've been listening to podcasts for years. I was always trying to get Jamie into them. So yeah, like the podcasts that I love to listen to. Well, first of all, there's so many amazing Irish podcasts that I'll get to in a minute. But other than that, I love the Goop podcast. And I wasn't so mad on the Goop TV show, I'll be really honest. I much prefer the podcast. So my favorite episodes is the one where Gwyneth Paltrow interviews Oprah. Like, that's a great episode. And then the episode where Gwyneth Paltrow interviews Julia Roberts. It's amazing. Another podcast that I love is all of Oprah's podcasts. And I've been really trying to listen to them over the last week more and more. So I feel like when I go for a run, I'm doing a really positive thing for myself. And then if I listen to a really positive podcast, I feel like I'm doubling up on that feel good factor. So that's what I've been doing this week. And I've gone back and I've listened to loads of Oprah's new podcasts. So one with Jennifer Lopez is really good. She also has a brilliant one out at the moment with Michelle Obama. So I love them. In terms of Irish podcasts, of course, I love Darren Garrahy's podcast. And my pal Sheila Shoga's podcast is really good too. Like, I think we can all agree that we could all listen to Sheila Shoga for hours and hours. And I'm loving the Vulture Club at the moment. So that's Jen and Sophie's podcast. They record in the same studio as me. And listening to them is like listening to two of your mates having a chat. So I love, you know, not every podcast has to be a life lesson. So it's nice to kind of switch off and just have a bit of fun sometimes. So that's why I love their podcast. And I also love The Creep Dive. So yeah, they're just some podcasts that I've been listening to recently. I'd love to hear from you guys. What podcasts do you like? I'd love to have one at the moment, like a Dirty John or something, just to get me kind of engrossed. People were also asking me what I watch on Netflix. What I do love on Netflix is that chef show. So I think it's your man, Jon Favreau. He was in the Chef movie, and it's basically him and his mate going around like making junk food, basically. So I'm really enjoying that chef show. But we did watch a film called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood last Saturday. It's not on Netflix. It was on Google or something. And it gave us such a laugh. So this weekend, I'm going to make sure that I tune in and watch a film just to switch off from the whole coronavirus anxiety. I think that really helps to give yourself a little bit of a break from it from time to time. Just wanted to take a break to give you an update on the benefits I'm seeing from using my Fitbit Versa 2. Fitbit allows you to get to know yourself better, to understand your health with data and insights that are unique to you. I love being able to track my workouts, keep an eye on my sleep score, as well as take a mindful moment by using the Relax feature. My Fitbit even helps me when I'm not exercising. I use the Alexa feature to check the weather, set timers, and I even use my Fitbit to wake me up in the mornings, which means I don't have to sleep beside my phone, so no more late night scrolling. So there are a couple of the questions that I picked out that you guys sent in to me. Thank you so much. I will be on Instagram over the next while and doing a few more bits of content. So maybe I will take you through my skincare routine and maybe a little makeup tutorial and just keep it light and fun. As I said at the start of the podcast, this is a really, really weird time for us all. And something that I suppose has been so encouraging for me is just seeing how amazingly kind everyone is being to each other online. I've gotten some amazing messages over the last 10 days from people. And as I said, it is going to be a really tough Mother's Day for a lot of us, that we can't hug our mums and tell them how much we love them. But that day will come for us again. I suppose the main thing is, like what Leo said, we're asking people to come together as a nation by staying apart. And that's all we can do. I think it's really important for us all to keep the vulnerable people in our society safe. I also wanted to say a big, massive, massive thank you to all the doctors and nurses who are putting themselves on the front line for all of us and everyone else who is involved in the sector. And it's appreciated so much. And I hope that we get to say thank you and you guys know how much we appreciate it. I did mention on my Instagram page during the week that Terry McAvoy, one of my former guests, is going back to nursing. And I think we've all been so encouraged by all of the people who are offering to go in and help Irish patients. It means so much to all of us. Definitely makes us all very emotional, I think, and very, very, very proud to be Irish. I'm so proud of our little country and everything that we've done over the last week. I know times are going to get even tougher, as Leo said, but all we can do is support each other and love each other. And always remember that behind every cloud is a rainbow and the sun will shine on all of our lives again very soon. So thank you for listening. Stay safe over the next while and I will talk to you very soon.